News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is claiming success in a U.S. negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations, not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent most of Wednesday defending his company's digital currency plans before Congress. AP's Ed Donahue.
House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters says history is not on Facebook's side.
It is no secret that Facebook allowed Russia to undermine and divide our country through divisive online ads.
Zuckerberg says it's been taken care of.
We've spent a lot of the last few years building systems that are more sophisticated than any other company has at this point.
The digital currency plan is called Libra. Zuckerberg says he wants it to be approved by all U.S. regulators.
These regulators focus on different areas, whether it's financial stability fighting crimes and fraud and terrorism.
Maxine Waters' concerns go beyond a new digital currency.
You have opened up a serious discussion about whether Facebook should be broken up.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
A senior Saudi official said on Thursday that a policy of appeasement would not work with Iran and that the only way to get Tehran to the negotiating table was to apply maximum pressure. Speaking to the Liberation newspaper, the Saudi minister said an agreement between the Yemeni government and separatists to end a power struggle in the southern part of the Aden Agreement was close. This is VOA News. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service is canceling harsh six-figure fines against illegal immigrants who have taken refuge in churches across the United States. Under a 1996 law, migrants who have failed to heed deportation orders are fined between $300,000 and $500,000. As part of his drive to crack down on illegal immigration, U.S. President Trump signed an executive order in 2017 directing the agency to start collecting that money. But a coalition of immigration lawyers and rights groups representing seven targeted women living in churches called those fines illegal. President Trump responded to ongoing impeachment inquiries just Wednesday, shortly after Republican members of Congress interrupted the proceedings headed by Democrats. We get more from VOA's Larissa Hook.
In his address to a conference Wednesday in Pennsylvania, the president glorified his energy policy and U.S. economic growth, referring to the impeachment only vaguely as part of a general criticism against the Democrats.
They can't beat us at the ballot box. They cannot beat us at the ballot box. So they want to try and beat us the old-fashioned way, which is not very nice. They are a nasty group of people.
The remark came just hours after a turbulent morning on Capitol Hill, where a group of Republican lawmakers stormed a closed-door deposition in the House Intelligence Committee space. The lawmakers were not members of the congressional panels conducting the investigation and had no right to demand entry, but they argued that the case was too important for the investigations to be held behind closed doors.
That is VOA's Larissa Hook reporting. European Union leaders are once again making a decision on the Brexit deal after British lawmakers dealt another blow to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plans on Wednesday. Henry Ridgewell reports for VOA.
Another Brexit deadline slipping away. Another British request for more time. Prime Minister Boris Johnson insisted Wednesday that his plan is still to leave on 31st October.
I don't think the people of this country want a delay. I don't want a delay. I intend to press on, but I'm afraid we now have to see what our EU friends will decide on our behalf.
Johnson was forced by law to ask the EU for an extension, even though he didn't want one, after failing to pass his Brexit deal in Parliament last Saturday. The British leader then tried to rush the legislation through Parliament with just days to go before the deadline. While agreeing to the deal in principle, MPs Tuesday voted against this timetable.
VOA's Henry Ridgewell and Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
face of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And so we make our first stop Nigeria. Abia Anthem with Raw, Two Shorts and a Rugged Man. And right after that, Cote d'Ivoire, Nono in Kele. And then to Mali, Alima Touré in Sabu. But first, the Abia Anthem by Raw, Two Shorts and a Rugged Man from Nigeria.
Aha! Here's the anthem. Abia's finest. That nigga Raw, Two Shorts, Rugged Man.
Welcome to God's own state, Abia. The capital is Omaha. If you get here, make you hear this one, no be gist. Just like the three wise men, we are from the east. Rugged Man, Two Shorts, that nigga Raw.
Raw. Oh, wow, papa, man, yeah.
God don't open my door. Everywhere I go, people are now bomb ambassador. I did my support to Ihojo. So like, Udunkulu, Afosakwa, Lamojo. Long live Abia state. Anything, Yevu Sankewa, that thing should wait. Should wait. This one no be yan, make I talk waiting on my people go fit understand. NDK, he no soji, in hyokwa, he nangara moji, nasino hajokwa, mama no ka, nde wo mazi, all the big boys and girls, and you wagana hazi. That Niger guy, Anna Boro, Two Shorts, Rugged Man. This one na Abia Anthem. Anthem.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Eat him.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Isukwato.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Iberi.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Akwete.
Oh wow, popo men yo.
Uzuako.
Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
United we stand and divided we fall. Four.
Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
Anyangala, Yakangawa, Elu, Two Shorts, Omotnamo, Elu. Anyangala, Yakangawa, Elu, Abia State, Omotnamo, Elu. Anyangala, Yakangawa, Elu, Two Shorts, Omotnamo, Elu. Anyangala, Yakangawa, Elu, Abia State, Omotnamo.
Make una listen. I want talk small story. Abia State, FMC gets much glory.
Glory.
Abia Papa Man, yo.
Yo.
Omotnamo just enter this door.
Abia Ambassador.
Muasi Umakwara, but I still get love for my people. See Ubakala,
Ibeku,
Mahafia, Ngwa, Anabereba, Ainile Zukota,
Onyobola, Angoria.
Every state gets their own, yes. But I proud say my state gets we don't blow go. Rugged, that's nigga Raw. Abia Papa Man, that's for sure.
Yo. Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
Abia.
Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
Umwaya.
Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
Umakwara.
Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
Ngwa.
Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
Ubakala.
Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
United we stand and divided we fall.
Oh wow, Papa Man, yo.
Plenty people know where I come from. Some actually ask, say, waiting give Rugged the balls to throw such a tantrum. To go against the odds, a man alone, like one soldier attacking and conquering the whole army of Rome. The reason is simple, no day too worrisome. I'm from Abe Mahatya, the clan of the warrior. I speak for the people with speed as unequal. Don't try me, words inside me, the qualito. Anytime I speak, people they gotta ka ha gara ibang ho. Who I be? Are you GEDMAN? Wow, half ya, I know sense. I be a representer on the realer, it's me, the killer, still lyrically attacking till infinity. I do my thing, how I wanna make miracles happen, like give a sight to Stevie
Wonder.
l'étranger, on trouve que tu es une femme. Yako!
African beats. African beats.
Oh,
Sabot by Alima Touré of Mali, and before that, Kele by Nono of Cote d'Ivoire, and then Abia Anthem by Raw, Two Shots, and Rugged Man of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back to the show. Zimbabwe is our next stop. This is the African Beat, Amon Mvula in Mutsimo. And right after that, South Africa Zola comes in with Woof Woof. And then A Good Thing by Unfakera and Mike Russell from Madagascar. But first, Mutsimo by Amon Mvula of Zimbabwe.
ngabe sihlala umaqashelana noma ngizakini ofilithi umkhwenyana amthatha ubheka umntana uya blasha blasha kodwa unenkani futhi umphokela ngolaka angikunyashela utisula amafinyila hey lova dlula ngendlela awubona imbeka indaba ndaba ngizofona ntambaba lentombazane sesekuyo le ndaba what you see, but you playing hard to get. Yo, from a jumba zane, me so went to mama kaya. Upsa pasa pasi to cash na majita. Funa ne chain, futi jump on my fence. Ina ndelu tabi sen. Ha ha ha. Ema chimbo si koni ndabe basutwini. Isho no baba ngafaka semasulwini. Emtano msutu lokhu mshaye manoni. Futi ndabe sekutwini ukuthi wena uphoma nini. Okay right, mhlambe mtana sangkhumbula. Igama uzola lo nophume emakholeni. Ema chimbo si thina siphile ukafi. Bonke abantu kasi sebasifisa izindlavika.
African Beat on the Voice of America. You've just listened to Good Thing by Mfa Kira and Mike Russell of Madagascar. Before that, Woof Woof by Zola of South Africa. And Mudzimu by Eamon Mvula of Zimbabwe. You are listening to The African Beat. If you've just joined me, it's a pleasant welcome. And I'm David Van here in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. I'll be right back, so stay tuned.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This email says, "Hello, David. I have been trying to get in touch with you for a very long time. I am Kweku Essien from Ghana. Since I came to Accra, I have always been listening to your shows. In fact, the God Almighty, in His mercy, should grant you long life and many children." Wow, that's great. May you live long to see your great-grandchildren. Amen. Because of you, every day my life is full of Africa and enjoying good music of our great continent. Stephen Essien of Sikonde, Ghana, in West Africa. Yes, indeed. Another email here says, "Hi, David. How are you doing over there? I want to thank you for your wonderful entertainment we get every day on the African Beat. You are the best friend I have ever had. In fact, I don't know how to appreciate what you're doing, but may God reward you more abundantly." This is Godfrey Johanna Aromia from Jalingo Taraba State in Nigeria. Thank you so much. And this email says, "Hello, David. I am Elijah Shonisani Shinave from the Republic of South Africa. I like African Beat and I enjoyed it a lot. I want to say hi to the following people: Melita Nelly of Maputo, Kamen Sota, also of Maputo, Kitty Beats Tina of Ghana, Accra, James Tete in Ghana, Accra. And this one is coming from Elijah in South Africa. Thank you very much, Elijah. And this email now says, "Hello, David. I say power to the African Beat, power to David Vandy, and power again to the African Beat listeners worldwide." This is from Mike Oyalowo in Cross River State, Nigeria. Well, with that, let's get on to music. This time, I take you to the northern part of Africa, Algeria to be precise, starting off with Rashid Taha in Abina. And right after that, Royalil by Shirin Wagdi of Egypt. But first, Abina by Rashid Taha of Algeria. We'll be right back.
machine.
Thank you.
Alil by Shirin Wagde of Egypt, and then Habina by Rashid Taha of Algeria. This is the African Beat, coming to you Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time on your dial.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back, the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der Heer, pushing and pulling the records. And now let me take this email from a listener in Ethiopia. Beta Mariam Hailu, and he says, hi David, how are you? Emailing you from the capital of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, and from the University of Addis Ababa School of Journalism and Communication. That means learning to be a journalist like you. We Ethiopians are getting your show through the local station, Shiga 102.1, and we thank them because they have made us to be very close to you. Now let me come to the main idea why I'm writing, David. We are somewhat satisfied with your African Beat show, which comes up Monday through Friday, 2000 to 2100 hours UTC. Especially me. You know, I was highly addicted to Western music, and I was zero to African music. But now, thanks to your show, I found out that Africa has a good potential in the music industry. David, I really want to tell you that we love your show very much here in Ethiopia. As you know, the time you present the show is in the middle of the night here in Ethiopia. But me and my brothers always tune to your show, sacrificing our sleeping time because we love you. Keep it up, David. We love you very much. Bye. This is Beta Mariam Hailu in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. Well, it's good to hear from you, Hailu, and I just want to wish you all the best. And to your brothers and all your friends, I wish you all the best. And to all of you guys listening to the African Beat across Ethiopia, my next track is going to come for you, and that is Selami by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. And right after that, Fourth Man by Mr. Googs of Kenya, and Penzi by Lady JD of Tanzania. But first, this is a special one by Teddy Afro, Selami from Ethiopia.
realize. His tattoo shining light, Prince of Peace. Everybody come on, worship him. He's the King of Kings, Son of God, Lion of Judah, true righteous ruler. Renounce the so-called Buddha, Empress, the holy ruler, prophet and priest, who wipes your sin clean. Son of man, King of the Jews, heal. Put your trust upon him and sing. Who's this man that loves you more than your friend?
Jesus Christ,
who laid down his life for you to be saved.
Jesus Christ,
just to make sure that you don't end up in hell.
Jesus Christ,
praise be to the King.
Jesus Christ,
why don't you want get it right? Power and glory is in Christ. Jesus conquered death and rise. That's why the devil's lying, trying to make sure you're falling in his trap. Well, there is a warning. Turn a fire burning, ain't no turning back if you keep denying that God gave his son to die for you. If you believe not, ain't no life for you. Who's this man that loves you more than your friend?
Jesus Christ,
who laid down his life for you to be saved.
Jesus Christ,
just to make sure that you don't end up in hell. And the last, no matter what them say, can't stop till you get it. But look up, realize he's the true shining light, Prince of Peace. Everybody, come on, worship him. He's the King of Kings, Son of God, Lion of Judah, true righteous ruler. Renounce the so called Buddha, Empress, the holy ruler, prophet and priest, who wipes your sin clean. Son of man, King of the Jews, heal. Put your trust upon him and sing.
JD of Tanzania, before that Fourth Man by Mr. Googs of Kenya, and Selemi by Teddy Afro of Ethiopia. Well, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanny here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is VOA News.